Well, thanks for tuning in to this week's FFA Today. And finally, we head to Georgia. That's where, coming up again soon, FFA and 4-H students will have the chance to compete in the state's biggest livestock event. That's the Junior National Livestock Show. And as the Georgia Farm Monitor's Damon Jones explains, the students serve as great ag ambassadors to everyone in attendance.
Every year, hundreds of thousands of people from all over the country make their way to Perry for the Georgia National Fair. It's an opportunity for them to enjoy music, games, and plenty of fried foods, as well as get an up-close look at Georgia agriculture.
What we hope to do here is to educate people. You know, we really like to bring in that agricultural component here at the fair. Of course, you know, when you go to any fair across the state and across the country, you're going to see, of course, your carnival rides, get to eat all the delicious fair food, but we also want to educate people on agriculture.
We feel like it's really important to give all of our fairgoers, everybody, an opportunity to get a real-life agricultural experience. We don't need to assume that just because they're maybe from Middle Georgia or from South Georgia or from anywhere in the state or across the country that may come to our fair that they know about agriculture.
And as usual, the showcase event is the Junior National Livestock Show, where 4-H and FFA members put months of hard work on display in the state's biggest competition.
You know, those youth work year-round on those exhibits, and they bring in that livestock to really showcase. And this is what we call up the Super Bowl of championships for them. This is kind of the epitome of what they want to win for the year, and we're just really excited. We're looking forward to a great year with them.
Thanks to the partnership with Georgia Farm Bureau, these students are competing for more than just a trophy, as there is a nice cash prize at stake as well. And this year, there is more of an emphasis on the showmanship aspect of the event.
We've been lucky enough to partner with Farm Bureau, and they have really invested in our youth livestock program. And we have chosen to take a bulk of that prize money that they're given and put it into showmanship. And the reason that we chose showmanship and partnered with Farm Bureau on showmanship is because it's a reward for the students' work with the animal.
A reward that is well deserved, as these students and parents sacrifice time and money for their projects each and every day.
We're 2.5 to 3 hours in the barn every night right now, especially preparing for that. And so it's important that we teach youth that if you work hard and you invest money and you invest time, that there is reward at the end of it.
It's not just prize money this partnership provides, as Georgia Farm Bureau supports these youth events every step of the way.
It is year-round that we have something going on, and we are so appreciative of them not only supporting the fairgrounds, but the youth livestock projects. They're in those barns, they're shaking the hands of those kids, they're really becoming involved.
Not only do these projects teach students responsibility, but it also provides an opportunity for parents to stay involved in their children's lives on a daily basis.
There's nothing, another project that you would get involved with your family that almost forces you to have family time together every night. We are responsible for an animal being alive. We're responsible for the daily care of this animal. So we have to talk together and work together, and we have conversations about this livestock every night.
There is going to be a cost and a financial investment for those parents, but I tell you, there is not one parent in that barn over there that regrets the money that they spend on that livestock project.
I'm Damon Jones for the Farm Monitor.